Good morning, Wolf Club and Wolfites, and any other weird thing I can come up to say. This is your one-man band, the Jason Wolf, howling with the wolf, riding with the wolf. I didn't think I had anything to talk about today until I scrolled through the internet and Facebook for about 5 minutes, and now I got a lot to talk about. Of course, I got another copycat out there, and I'm going to pick up my bass amp, so let's see what's on the agenda for today. All right, so a little history lesson for you. I'm a huge history buff, and I had enough credits in college to where I almost had a minor in ancient history. Little known fact for you there. One of the things that happened in ancient Egyptian times was thieves and would-be pharaohs or anybody who tries to make a name for themselves thought that they could scratch off another person's cartouche. A cartouche is basically a signature, a logo, a brand, if you will, to speak to today's generation. And it was usually, you know, like falcon, snake, bird, wheat in a circle, and that was the, you know, whatever for Akhenaten or Ramses. So they thought that by chiseling out the cartouche of a pharaoh, that pyramid or obelisk or anything like that was now theirs. Not only that, it would deny them immortality with their afterlife. And we can't say for sure that that worked, obviously, because I doubt that any of us know if there really is a giant winged hippo alligator in the afterlife that weighs your soul against the weight of a feather and decides whether or not you get to go into the afterlife. And we don't know if the Ushabti and some of the other little things and tokens that you would put in your tomb followed you to the afterlife. But I can almost guarantee that it didn't work. And by putting your name on someone else's work did not mean that it was now yours or that they would be forgotten. You see where I'm going with this? Ah, you caught it. You knew this was going somewhere, didn't you? All right, so, and even in history, you can watch those shows and realize that this is just basically one of the most ancient forms of plagiarism. Well, I got a message today, and these things used to make me mad, but now I think it's absolutely hysterical, because where in the past when someone would rip me off or copy my work, it was preventing me from getting money. Nowadays, I'm smart about it, and I make my money off the idea first before the general public gets to see it. And now I don't feel so bad when someone rips me off because everyone else already has the product or the idea or the concept that I had made. And now it's not just hearsay. Now it's just not a website dated entry on DeviantArt. Now everybody knows, hey, this looks familiar. So a Wolf Club member from my not-so-secret underground figure club, if you will, sent me a picture that Zombie Sailor Toys has decided to do Bad News Brown, which is fine. I mean, everybody wants Bad News Brown. He should do it. However, I would come up with something a little more creative than just directly ripping off my design. I had thought that Macho Man arms on an anvil torso, which is sort of a muscular E. Honda six-pack fat body torso, would work perfect for him because he didn't have the biggest steroid-riddled arms like Warrior and Hogan and those types. But he was a pretty buff and, fit dude. He just had a little bit of a pot belly. And even down to the stance, the small arms, and the beer gut, like, it just, even the cocky head. This is the thing. Josh, that's his real name. Josh used to send me reference pictures off the internet, and he would tell me, basically do this, but make it different enough so that we don't get in trouble. And I know that's what he's doing with Ron Rudet, the guy who was the original toy designer for Hasbro. And it just seems like they're being sent my artwork or pictures of my figures, because I only release one or two pictures of the figure, and I leave it up to fans and people that buy the stuff to post their pictures, so that it just, it's a product, it's an actual thing now. And it seems like they just directly look at my picture, someone screenshots it, either sends it to Chella or Zombie or the Major Podcast, and one of the three of them copies what I do off of my original picture. And you can put the prototype turnaround sheet from Ron Rudet next to my front and back picture of the prototype that I made for Bad News Brown, and they would interlock over the top of each other. Like, you could, it's almost like a direct tracing. The same thing with the Warlord figure from Chella Toys. It just, even the same pose with the one arm up and the one arm down, using the Hulk forearms, or I think it's Hulk two was the hugger, three was the Hulkplex. So whatever the Hulkplex arms with, yeah, so it just, you can tell that's what they're doing, and that's fine. I mean, now, here's the thing. I suppose, to play devil's advocate, we're both doing the same thing. They're trying to sign everybody as a way of telling me and other fan artists and other creators not to make these figures because they are bunny ears that you can't see, officially licensed. And I'm making things to get people the figures in their hands now, as opposed to waiting a year and a half or more for these things to actually show up. So in a sense, now I am trying to come out with things before they do. And it's not just being psychic anymore. I'm trying to come up with the best possible combination for how that figure should look. Now, I'm not saying Zombie Sailor should have made Bad News Brown a jumper, or given him the Rick Rude body or something like that, just to be different from mine. But it would be nice if, I don't know, you came up with an own idea, like, okay, he had the Ghetto Blaster, so maybe put his feet closer together so that it would look like he was doing the Enziguri Ghetto Blaster. Or maybe do something with the right fist so that it looks like he's doing a punching motion, since he only wore the one glove. I don't know, there's something you could do instead of just directly copying the pose with macho arms on a tubby torso, and sort of the macho legs widened, just like I did. So, I don't know. It is what it is. I'm at stop number one, and we'll end that on that. It is what it is, and I will get back at you. Fucking breeders, I tell you. I just dropped off some packages at the post office, and, you know, these fucking moms with their five little snotlings, you need to, like, corral your little shitheads so that they don't block entrances. You're not being inconvenient to everyone else. Just fuck, you know? I know that's mean. For people that don't have kids, they don't understand what it's like to be a parent. But I've also dated enough fucking single moms to know how to corral a kid out the goddamn doorway so I can get in and out the fucking post office. So there's that. Look. Can't say anything to them. Can't give them a dirty look. You'll get Karen the fuck out, and they'll find you somewhere and post a Yelp review about you. So, anywho, I'm glad Josh is doing these figures so that everybody in the mainstream can have them. I blocked him and Chella and Major Pod and a lot of those types, just so that there wasn't any arguments or altercations. It wasn't so much that he did anything wrong. It was the fact that even, like, say, Kyle's Customs or some of the people over in the UK, these people feed off each other's ideas, and it stopped being a community and became a cutthroat business of who could come out with things first and make the most money off of it and then bitch that they did it first. So I just nipped that in the butt and blocked everyone so they can't see what I'm doing, and only my fans and followers can see it, and it still doesn't seem to work, because, like I say, wrestling fans are insatiable. They want what they want. They will screenshot absolutely everything and send it to everyone. They'll tag every wrestler. I mean, it just, they don't think of what that does. You know, some people are cool. Fred Ottman, Tugboat, really cool guy. If you do some fan art of him, he just wants one. Same with Sergeant Slaughter. But then there's people like Virgil, who if you tag him, it doesn't matter if you repaint an existing figure of Virgil, he wants his $50. I mean, the running joke was there's a picture of him with the NWO and some other people, and everyone was saying, well, what did he do, charge Kevin Nash $50 for that picture? You know, whatever. I mean, once you get to a certain level of celebrity, you just have to understand that people are going to Robin Hood your shit, and that's just the way it is. But all it is fan support to keep your image and your character alive. And nowadays, companies are doing that by following what fan artists are doing, paying tribute to it, or just outright stealing the idea and coming up with the figures and the mashups and stuff that we've always wanted. So, but I'm happy that Josh and all these people are coming out with these figures. And you know what, UK legends, you guys deserve to have your odd-looking, weird-shaped heroes, haystacks, and Big Daddy, whatever fuck his name is. But my problem is the cost of these things. If you're getting 1,000 units or less, the cost of these should go way down, as opposed to if you were getting 100 of these. There's no way that these figures should cost $40 or $50. And this is where Zombie Sailor started being a dick about things, is he was attacking podcasts and anybody who had anything to say that they were too expensive by just, you know, berating them online, which that's not good business. My stuff is $40 and $50, and it's all handcrafted. How come your stuff is more expensive? Well, you don't have to hire a former Nika sculptor. You don't have to hire a professional oil painter. You have a fan-based fan figure line that you should have had fan artists contribute to. I mean, the guy has no talent. He's just a money guy and a hustler. So he should have been using talented people in the community to make his figures that much better, instead of giving Dino Bravo a blow-up doll face. But here's the other thing. When are we actually going to get those? This has been well over a year. Well over a year that those pre-orders were done. In fact, we're coming up even on a year of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Orange Card Series Jeff Jarrett. Where is that? Have you even seen prototype pics of that? I know you've seen the hand-painted pics, but have you ever seen the carded pic of that yet? He sold Series 1 of his Legends line, and I think Danhausen, and then the Jeff Jarrett. And it wasn't until a year later that we're finally starting to see some factory Dino Bravos. But you know what? I think I made a bet with somebody last year, because everyone announced their shit all at the same time. The Good Brothers and the Major Pod were coming out with their figures from Super 7. And then Zombie Sailor was supposed to come out with their stuff. Or his stuff. They're not a fucking company. I hate when people call themselves plural or they, they're, them when they're not plural. They're actually just one fucking person. They all announced it at the same time, and I think I made a bet with someone that Zombie would actually come out with their stuff before Super 7. That's the biggest slap in the face of the world if Super 7 beats you on a goddamn pre-order. That just shows you how far this shit's delayed. So now we're a year and a half on his first series, and a year into waiting for his exclusives, and Danhausen, which, now see, this is another conversation I've had with people before. All these people that they're signing, things change. Danhausen's with AEW now. He may be able to fulfill those pre-orders, but I imagine the copyright now is with AEW. And a lot of these people are going to fight it. You know, there's instances where, like, God, you know the fucking Blue Meanie is going to be the first figure in every single fucking third-party item. It doesn't matter if it's Brothers Ghidorah or fucking Zombie Sailor or Chella or Bone Crunch in Action or Wrestling Buddies or Slam Buddies or anything else out there. Lord knows fucking Blue Meanie is going to be the first one because he whores himself out. Okay, good for him. He wants money. He's got a character. That's great. But good fucking Lord. How much Blue Meanie merch do you need? Well, Danhausen did the same thing. But now that Danhausen's actually an active modern-day wrestler and signed to a major company, which is no longer a pissant company, well, what happens now? And not only that, if you've noticed, things have changed. Zombie announced that Series 2 of his Legends line was going to have Bruiser Brody and, God, there was like a whole list of people he said. And then as he signed more popular and bigger names, they started dropping them. I don't even know if Brody's a thing anymore. I can't remember which one they dropped because they got the Andre the Giant estate. So now they're going to do a Lamb Chops, Blue Trunks, sort of Colossal Connection, Wide-Eyed Stare Andre. And that bumped someone else out. I mean, they announced Power and Glory over a year ago. And out of the kindness of my heart, I didn't do the Trunks version. I did the Tights version from, I think it was WrestleMania 8 or 7 against LOD. But neither one of those are coming out. So, you're not going to get these figures. By the time they actually produce these things, you're not going to see them. They're either going to get pulled, he's going to get sued, get a cease and desist, or something. I don't know. I guarantee you, it's not going to hit Series 3 even. I was going to be nice and say 5. I bet you we don't even see Series 3. This isn't a 10-year business, guys. It's not going to happen. He's going to find out real fucking quick, since he wants to do all the work himself and not go through Ringside Collectibles or a distributor or anything like that, that shipping 500 orders of Major Pod Hasbro style figures is going to be a pain in the ass. You know what that sound means? Better get my fucking seatbelt on. Condoms, masks, and seatbelts, everybody. You know how I always pick on what some would say liberals or left. Just to prove that I pick on everybody, I just went into the comic shop and only got one comic. But as I'm sitting there, just like an old west, I hear clop, jingle, clop, jingle, clop, jingle. And I turn around and look, and it's this fucking cowboy walking in. Got his spurs on. Got his cowboy hat on. Got his pistol on. Not even like a 9mm or a personal protection. But he's got a revolver. And it's down on his mid-thigh. And then on the other side, he's got his buck knife. And then he's got his toe of the line military shirt. I'm sure he was never in the military ever. Big old cowboy hat. Tighter jeans that if he farted, they'd just rip in half. Clop, jingle, clop, jingle, clop, jingle. Yeah, could I get my weekly comic? Shut the fuck up, Kid Cassidy. What, you were in goddamn costume. You did not dress yourself up like that coming off the ranch in your brand new sparkly boots and your clean ass jeans in a fucking gun and hat and toe of the line shirt. No, you dressed up in costume today. Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, go home. Fuck. I can't stand these people. And you know what? It is a crazy world out there. And I can understand somebody wanting to carry a gun. Nevada's an open carry state. You don't even have to have a CCW. You could just walk around with a gun on your hip and they can't do shit about it. You just can't go into a bar with it. You can't drink with it. And it has to be visible, so you can't put it under your shirt or in your pocket. And if you do, it's concealed, which is the dumbest thing ever, because how that makes a difference, whether it's under your shirt or not, is beyond me, because everybody does it under the shirt. It's like 40 years ago, dare to keep kids off drugs. Weed is bad for you. Guess what? Happy 420. It's legal. Like, man. So it's not just the quote-unquote left bunny ears that you can't see. It's the right, too. I get tired, just as tired as everybody else, as hearing Trump say the exact same thing over and over again. We won that election. That was a miscount. The votes did not happen. We clearly won that. I have the best words of all the words. Many more words than other people know. Holy shit. I hate everybody. I really do. I do tend to lean more towards the conservative side and reality side of things. I don't like things being bubble wrapped and overprotected when I was never protected for shit when I was a kid. But, ugh. So, anywho. Wasn't shit at Walmart. I'm still kind of looking for those Superstars figures, and I don't think it's going to happen. I just kind of give up. This is something that is really starting to bother me now with the collecting community. For the last couple of years, since Masters of the Universe dropped Super 7 and Origins came out, Super 7 has gone back to being more of an independent producer of toys. So they've got like the Turtles line. I mean, they're doing good stuff. They got G.I. Joe at Target with their reaction figures, and they got expensive. But one of the things everybody was complaining about is that everything was so expensive. Their Ultimates figures were $40, and then they started going to $45, some are even $50, and that was too much. Well, now Hasbro, Mattel, and things like that are starting to follow suit. Guys, this isn't just the economy. This isn't just inflation. This is greed. And not even good greed, like stock market, let's all become millionaire greed. This is like companies see that you're paying Super 7 $50 for a figure, or third-party independents $40 for a figure. So they get to raise the price on these things too. Worse yet, Hasbro just announced on Fan Tuesday or whatever the heck it is, I just started seeing these things pop up yesterday, that Hasbro's going to start getting rid of plastic almost entirely. So I've seen the first couple waves of Transformer Legacy come out, and like Blaster I was going to get, but there's no window box anymore, and everybody could touch it. I don't want something that everybody could touch. Yeah, I bag on mint on card collectors and people that want to spend $50 on an autograph and then put it in a sneeze guard forever and grade it. But, like, this is getting ridiculous that they don't use plastic anymore and now everybody could touch the figure and get it all dirty. No, I don't think so. So anyway, went to Goodwill. Not much going on there. They had a bunch of LaserDiscs. Ha! There's a Freudian slip. Imagine a laser dick. Come here, honey. Oh, God, I'm about to come. Slice a bitch in half. They had a bunch of laser discs, but none of them were marked, so I'm not going to wait in line, especially on senior day with a bunch of dipshits behind the counter to try and figure out how much these are, try and convince them that they're records for only 99 cents. Anywho, where I was going with the whole figure thing, and companies seeing that they could charge more for these, Hasbro just announced a whole slew of figures and two packs and all sorts of things. And now, not only are they doing away with plastic, they're going to put them in a box, so you can't even see whether or not the paint application is good, or, you know, what the figure is going to look like or what's inside. Now, they're charging a buttload for these things. There's a Spider-Man 2-pack with a sort of chubby character and a skinny character. I don't know their names. I'm not into the MCU. And they're charging, like, someone said $56, $59 for that. I mean, these 2-packs used to be $36 and $39. And now it's almost $30 a figure. I mean, if you get a secondary retailer or somebody selling Marvel Legends, I guess they're $25 a piece now on Big Bad Toy Store and GameStop. But doesn't that seem like it's not really worth it? Especially considering Walgreens thing, which is now the size of a Collect and Connect Build-A-Figure, was only $20 just a couple years ago. Well, here's the thing that got me. I've been asking, you know, not that they've been listening, but I've been wanting a Venom and Null figure, K-N-U-L-L. He's like the new demigod for Venom that the symbiotes all follow, sort of Mephisto-type god. And it was a great storyline. Really wanted one of those figures because he's got, like, it basically looks like the Witcher in armor with the Venom logo on his chest. But he's not like a super god size character, and he's not any larger than any other Marvel Legends. And Venom technically is larger than most of the other figures, but not in this series. He's just a regular sized character. He's not like Hulk Venom or Venom Pool or anything like that. So two regular sized figures, $80. I shit you not. For a box 2-pack, no windows, no idea how the pay tab is going to be, $80. Now, okay, they added wings. Because in the comic, that was one of the things, is the symbiotes can become dragons and sprout wings, and Venom looked pretty rad with them, and so did Null. You're telling me that two $25 figures, if that's the going rate for $50, that the wings cost $40 or $30 on top of that? Come on. I'm not paying a figure's worth for just wings. I mean, I'll take them off Goliath, the Nika gargoyle, and put it on my old Venom and spray paint it red and black. I just don't understand. Now, what's going to happen, though, you know, people aren't going to buy them. People are going to get pissed. But the people that do, these first few waves of box figures could end up being worth something because no one's going to want them. And then years down the road, they're going to say, oh, I wish I would have got them and taken the chance. But imagine you spend $80 on a box set of figures, only to find out that the white paint of the Venom logo on a black figure smeared and you didn't get to catch it. You'd be pissed, right? Especially if these things become hard to find. You can't return it for another one because it's not a shelf warmer. Imagine the returns. Imagine you go to Target or something wherever. I mean, most of us shop on Big Bad Toy Store or Amazon anyway. What, are you going to return it to them and hope they got another one and send you? I mean, how many times can you return it before you finally get the one that you want? How many times, say, for that... I know Mattel's different with the wrestling figures because they got that stupid-ass spray paint effects thing. But imagine how many times we went through that Survivor Series Hulk Hogan to find a good one that didn't have cross-eyed or googly eyes. I mean, I'm not going to return something 7 or 8 times just to get a decent paint app. I'm just not going to buy it, or I'm going to wait till I see it loose at a convention. I think they're setting themselves up. They fucked the fans over on the price. They fucked the fans over with the window box. I don't understand their thinking on this. It's this whole green society fucking let's make the earth better, plastic isn't biodegradable bullshit. It's just a pain in the ass. I'm so sick of all of this. Oh, odd little update. That sound on the last recording that I couldn't figure out that my car was making actually was the brakes. I've never heard a sound like that before where it hisses. It sounded like, you ever wake up in the morning and your neck hasn't cracked and the cerebral fluids are going up your spine and you hear that weird sound in the back of your skull that resonates in your ears? That sounded like that. And apparently the new ceramic brakes have a little trigger that pops out when they get low and they tickle the rotors and make it, it's not even like a screech or a squeal, it's just a weird, almost like a liquid hiss being forced through a pressure. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway, it was the brakes. So I got those changed. That was fun. $300. I know, you're like, oh, that's the easiest thing you can do. Sorry. If I injure my hands doing something mechanic-wise, I'm out of work. So that's just something I never learned to do. I couldn't take the risk of injuring my hands either musically or artistically, so I never learned mechanics. Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, I could wear gloves. Yes, I could watch a YouTube video, but I don't even have time to do my own damn newsletter right now. That's how much time I don't have these days. So, I meant to talk about this when I was at the post office. I'm having more issues on eBay. People are just, they're cheapskates, and they're dumb, and they're trying to get the best of you. I had some lady back in Jersey message me in a formal response. If you DM somebody or if you message someone, nobody's formal where they say your first name, comma, context of the letter, signed so-and-so. I'm sorry, you're 50 years old and you double space after a period in your messages. You don't have to do that anymore. That was for the typewriter era. This lady messaged me, I got two of your figures. Can you combine the shipping for me? Sure can. Says right in my auction. Buy as many things as you want. We'll throw it in a flat rate box or we'll figure it out and we'll combine shipping. The first figure she bought was a 3-ounce figure. And the second figure she bought was a 9-ounce figure. And the packaging is 3 to 4 ounces. So I go in there and I thought I'd be nice. Hopefully the post office doesn't catch it. We'll still try and keep it first class. I'll say it's 14 ounces and sometimes you can get away with it. Because we're at the farthest points of the country, it was still 11:15 or 11:45, I think it was. And her original invoice said 11:60. So she gets back to me and she says, 15 cents, that's the best you could do for combined shipping. And I was like, lady, first of all, you are looking at the $5 shipping for a 3-ounce figure and you added a heavy ass figure on top of that. What did you expect? I have to charge by the weight. I can't eat shipping costs. I sell figures all the time. You should know that these things only go first class and you can ship them for blah, blah, blah. It just goes on and on. Bitch, with your 300 feedback, shut the fuck up. I'm damn near at 3,000. I've been doing this for over a decade. I know what the fuck I'm doing. And furthermore, bitch, I gave you combined shipping on Parcel Post. So that instead of your original 1160 first class, you could get Parcel Post for 750. So only $2 more than your original first class, and you have to wait another day or two. No, she saw the first class only went down 15 cents and she had to Karen the fuck out of me. It doesn't make sense. She's like, I'm not trying, so I canceled it. I bitched her out in a political way so that I don't get dinged, because God knows I have to watch my language and I can't harass anybody or I can't sell on eBay, which has become the major part of my income these days. And I politely said and sternly said, look, comma, you bought figures well under half the retail value and are expecting more of a discount on shipping than the physical weight of the object allows. I'm also eating fees, listing fees and final value fees on shipping and the final bid. I don't need to discount this any further, and gave you several options. I will do us both a favor and I will cancel the order and just relist it for somebody who's willing to pay actual shipping. And as soon as I canceled it, she's like, well, I'm willing to work it out. I wasn't trying to start an argument. I'll pay for it. I'm just saying that I would think you could do better than 15 cents. And I didn't even respond. Like, they don't like when somebody else takes control, solves the situation, and nips it in the bud. She just wanted to complain to see if I would bend and then give her an extra dollar or two. I mean, you're really going to finagle over an extra dollar? What a bitch. And then someone else is like, hey, I saw these figures didn't sell. Do you want to maybe... So the best I can do is $5 each if you want to throw them in the box. They don't understand that throwing them in the box ups the weight, and your first class 5-ounce figure is no longer going to be first class unless you get enough to go flat rate box. It's not going to be worth it. But they must think we're dumb. It's like the people when you list something. Can you put a buy it now on it? I'll buy it now for that price. No, I'm literally putting it at the minimum I would accept for this. I'm not going to go under that. Otherwise, it's not worth it for me to sell it. And people are just fucking cheapskates. They literally try and get every penny out of you they can, and they try and get everything for free, not realizing that sellers are eating fees like crazy. I had another guy. He bought, he won a expensive Elite figure, the Elite 71 Big Show that everyone was looking for, put it on eBay. I needed the extra money because I have to buy a bunch of music gear and all this kind of shit. And this kid bids on it. He's only got 15 feedback. And first of all, that just came to my mind. I think that lady was a reseller and she was bitching that she wasn't going to make her profit off of it. And that's why she was complaining that I wasn't giving her more of a deal. Anyway, this kid with 15 feedback. Hey, I get paid Friday. Is it okay if I pay in 2 days? Sure, man, whatever. You have 4 before the automatic cancellation comes through. I waited 5 days. He still didn't pay. So I messaged him and I was like, hey, if you don't want this, let me know, but I got to relist this. I was actually trying to be nice this time. Oh, I don't get paid till Friday. Can I wait till then? I was like, no. That's what you said last time. Now you're just trying to fuck me over. So I had to cancel it on him. Like, what do these people think? You know, there, believe it or not, are still people on eBay that aren't hustlers and secondary sellers that are actually trying to sell things to make money because they need it for bills. Fucking pay me. It's bad enough that I now have to wait a week to get the money that I earn off of eBay anyway. It's just, God, it's not a seller's market. It's just ridiculous. I can't stand hardly anything these days. Honestly, I did better during COVID. Everyone was getting that extra money, the stimulus or unemployment or whatever people were getting, or the $50,000 little snotling tax credit because you fucking breeder. Now that prices go up, gas go up, inflation's here, and we have to pay the government back for all that free money they gave us, now we're all fucked and nobody's buying anything and they're all cheapskates. It just bugs the shit out of me. So, I'm headed to Guitar Center now, actually, to go pick up the amp. Nevada has a 30-day rule because they assume everything is stolen or pawned because they're crackheads. So I had to wait a week to go pick up the bass amp, so I'm headed that way now to go get it. Things are going good. We did a rehearsal with the band, and it was supposed to be a little bit country. That's the name of the band. We got up there, and me and the drummer are hardcore, like metalheads and, you know, 80s, 90s butt rockers. And in the middle of the jam, we just started going off on all this stuff. I'm doing Primus and Metallica and, you know, some Green Day even, and just some fun things. And now all of a sudden they're thinking about changing everything. They said, man, we make a better rock band. So the video changed. We were going to shoot the video already, and it sort of changed now to where I guess it's going to be called That Damn Band. Which is kind of funny. I don't know how they can market that at a casino, but hey, it is what it is, and I'm not going to complain. It's still fun, and at least I'm playing the songs that I like now. So I'm going to try and find Guitar Center. I don't think I'm lost. Last time I did this, I was in the parking lot. So we'll see what happens, and I will get back at you. But things are still going good. Still pretty happy, and I'm digging the direction and the way life's going for a lot of us. Got the amp all set to start playing. And, you know, of course, everybody's always trying to upsell you and try and get you more than you need. And I hate that. Like, walking into a toy store, for me, is the same as a mechanic walking into a car dealership. Like, we know more than you do. And it's the same thing with me walking into Guitar Center when they try and sell me stuff or tell me that what I need isn't working. Well, when I have a legitimate question, it's hard. It's like Google. It's hard to find the real answer because they're always trying to sell you something. They're not giving you the real answer. And I'm trying to figure out what I could do for wireless in-ear monitors or just in-ear monitors in general. And they're just not giving me an answer on that. They want me to buy this $700 system, and the band's already bought their own personal individual systems, and it just, none of it makes sense. I'm not blowing more money on something that I don't need. But the good news is I did get another bass amp, which is nice. It'll be fun. So, yeah. You know, it's a different world that we live in where people are always trying to rip you off, come up with new ideas, and all they're doing is looking at other people. I mean, I should be an influencer by now. I don't want to. I kind of was for a while when Ringside was sending me stuff. And I guess I met Jonathan at that toy show from Ringside Collectibles. And he said, oh, yeah, I know your work. I bought some of your stuff off eBay. And I'm like, well, I never sold on eBay before. He's like, oh, I have your artwork hanging in my office. I said, yeah, that's from somebody who bootlegged me. And you bought something. So he felt bad. Said he was going to send me figures. It took a year back and forth, but he finally did. And then I ended up getting like 6 months of figures for free, which wasn't bad, you know. But I can't keep up with the influencer thing. You know, a lot of people get into it just for the free figures. Same thing with music. Anything that you do, you have to invest time and money into. You have to buy equipment. You have to buy the figures themselves. I have to buy the instruments. I've invested just in the past couple months about $2,500, maybe $3,000 into buying new guitar gear, and I haven't even used any of it at a gig yet. But it's like on the job experience that you need to have before you apply to a job even though you're fresh out of college. It's one of those catch-22s. You just have to buy this shit. I just wish there was a way of getting actual answers. So the guitar player was complaining the other day. He was trying to look up a song, and it had, I don't know, the name of the song was something that was, could have been something that was sold, and they were trying to sell the guy like hot sauce when he was looking up a song that had a similar title, and he couldn't find the lyrics. It was just a pain in the ass. Everyone's always trying to sell you shit. And I told him to try and duck, duck, go, because they've been good. They don't sell your information, and they sort of give you a non-biased search engine that you can use. The other problem with that is that DuckDuckGo is saying the same thing, where they're going to weed out false and misrepresented news. In other words, they're going to tell you what they think is the correct news and block you from hearing other stuff. It's, man, people can't make up their minds for themselves, and it's just it's a weird world. So, yeah, it is what it is. I was so excited to try my new bass amp, I came right home, took a nap, got to work, started pouring resin, and now I realized I forgot to close this out. So, yeah, podcasting, you know, order of importance. And now I'm laughing my ass off because I'm watching this British paranormal show on Tubi, Paranormal Captured. And it just, oh God, it reminds me of all the things that I went through at the Haunted Museum, and it's even got some of the same people that I met there, or that their artifacts were there. You know, like Jane Harris and Peggy and all that hoopla. So, anywho, stay safe and sane. That is it for me. Hope you have a good one, whatever that means.